welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as I continue on in a message I began a few days ago, God's Glorious Church. And as I just even say those words, it just warms my heart because I can sense and feel God's love for what the Spirit of God is commissioned to do in this hour, and that's to bring us all into maturity. And as we do that, as we are allowing the Holy Spirit to deal with us individually, to allow Him to work in areas of our lives where we've had difficulties, problems, where we've not surrendered to Him, God is doing that we might be a spotless bride, that we may not have any motivation, any attitudes of heart that are unpleasing to Him, but that we would ask Him to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. That's what God is wanting. And beloved, that is alone, nothing else, not man's organization, as though sincere and well meaning it might appear. Only the Spirit of God working deeply in the heart of a person can bring us and conform us to the very measure of Christ, the mind of Christ. So having allowed the work of the Holy Spirit to happen, that's why we have had such strife, such division over the years, new denominations forming. Why? Because we have not allowed the Spirit of God to crucify our flesh nature, that carnal nature, which where there's strife and envying and jealousy and divisions and all manner of evil that occurs when we're not willing to submit ourselves first and foremost to the Lord. And when we don't, why, we just bicker and argue and fight and get offended. Yeah, I mean, the things that, you know, God was good to me when I was a baby Christian. He brought me into Unveil Christ Ministries, and I thank God for the man of God that my husband, Reverend Neil Glass, was, because he did not allow any of that. We never had a church split, never had church divisions. You either loved him or you did not like him, and there was the door. So those that came, there was a powerful unity in the Spirit, and as a result, there was a powerful anointing. People came from miles and miles, hundreds of miles sometimes, to be in the services because He just allowed the Holy Spirit to move, and even after he went home, the same thing occurred. In fact, I got a precious letter from a sister writing who now lives in Hawaii, and she said she used to so look forward to those services when we would be down in the San Jose area. And so, beloved, it takes surrender to the living God, and there's a price to pay. Yeah, I need to tell you that. The price is your crucifixion. Yep. The death of your flesh, and that's a painful process. It is. It's different for each of us, but God knows how to bring us to the cross. Jesus said, unless you're willing to take up your cross and follow me, well, you're not worthy of him. If you put your hand to the plow and look back, you're not fit for the kingdom. I know there's a lot of messages just today that don't really talk about that. They talk about your blessing, about your prosperity, how to you know, be blessed of God, how to improve your self-image or whatever. I don't even know what's going out there. I just know what used to go out there. But beloved, I'm kind of single-minded and single-focused on what the Spirit of God wants, and all I can do is go back to Ephesians, why fivefold ministry was developed, why it was given. The only reason God has leaders is for the sake of His people, to bring us into unity, to bring us into a love, harmony relationship with Him and with one another. Behold, Psalm 133, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the head of Aaron, even his beard down to the skirts of his garment. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew upon Mount Zion. Oh, beloved, that's that dew, that anointing, the presence of God. That's what comes when we are in unity. And only the Spirit of God can bring that unity. We can't organize it. We can't legislate it. We can't make rules. We can't have a general convention to make it happen. It simply doesn't occur unless every one of us are willing to be broken and fall upon that rock, which is Christ Jesus. The early Christians, we've been looking at the early church the last day or so, who gathered in the assemblies that were created at that time, they were deeply in earnest in serving God and about living a pure life unto Him. They not only heard the gospel, they lived it, they practice it. They not only received the word of promise, they recognized, they accepted His word as a law by which their everyday lives must be governed. The elder or overseer was to preach the word and follow the doctrines of God given by the apostles and in divine love oversee the flock. If any should sin or any return back to idolatry, if that was detected in members of the congregation, they were to call the person in and quickly see that repentance was made and the sin renounced. They did not do this arrogantly, as in the case of many places today. They did so in divine love as overseers of the flock for the restoration of the fallen. Beloved, whenever there needs to be discipline, it has to be done for the single purpose for the restoration of that person. We can't ostracize and just kick someone out because that's when they need love and fellowship and forgiveness the most. I was talking to a dear brother in San Diego, a partner of many years, and God really has given him a ministry of forgiveness to those when people sin. That we don't tolerate their sin, but when they've repented, we must be quick to reach out arms of love to see them restored and to walk with them and to love them and to know that but by the grace of God, that could be us. Him that thinks that he stands, hear the word, beloved. Let him take heed lest he fall. None of us are beyond and can be very susceptible to the deceits and wiles of the evil one. And it's only by the grace of God that we stand and our purpose to follow after the Lord. Again, it's a matter of our will. But if we're willing for the Holy Spirit to deal with us, to convict us of sin, to help us to walk that narrow and straight way. Why? Because wide is the way and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And few there be that find the narrow way of life. That's what Jesus said, and that's heartbreaking. But Jesus said, whoever will, come and drink freely of the waters of life. His invitation is open in love. And if there is anything that shines like a beacon light out of the teachings of the apostles or sounds forth with, as it were, God's voice, it was to do all these things in divine love, not for the sake of authority or leadership over the people, but for the saving of their souls. What better procedure could there be for the overseeing of God's flock? The scriptures are plain enough. However, the way the office of governments in the church today is administered, it's of utmost importance today that we not lose sight of that fact. The spirit which men administer the word of God is not only important, but it's of the utmost importance in preserving and protecting this living spiritual organism made without hands. As I shared, as I began this message, I just sense God's jealousy, His love, His ardent compassion and concern for His sheep. Just as Jesus was moved with compassion when He saw the multitudes following Him, they were as sheep without a shepherd. So those whom God is raising up need to have a heart after His heart. need to treat the sheep with love. And as a result, because that's not been done, there are many who used to go to church. I don't know if that's your experience, beloved, but they don't go anymore. Well, you know, I can still love and serve God. I don't have to go to church. Well, I guess they're not familiar with the scripture, which says not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. Why? Because faith comes by hearing the word of God. Fellowship, we are created by God. And as I said, for years I used to be a song leader. Let me tell you, beloved, I don't care how anointed you may think you are in your closet or prayer, when God's people truly come together in a unity, God honors that. There is a corporate anointing that comes, which unlike anything else, and I believe the Spirit of God does that purposely so we could desire to be in the presence of God. We couldn't wait for Sundays, I tell you why. We couldn't wait for the presence of God. Why? Because there is an experience in the presence of God that can come in no other way. He dwells in the praises of His people. He inhabits the praises of His people. He loves His people, beloved. Jesus stated in John 16:13, "Nevertheless, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. And He," this is all what the Holy Spirit does, "He shall glorify Me." He glorifies Jesus. "For He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you." The Holy Spirit is come not to testify of Himself, not to make any glory for Himself, but rather He has come to testify of Jesus Christ and present the glory of the only begotten Son of God to the sons of God, the very heirs of God, then and now. Praise God. Well, my time has again flown by. These 50 minutes go really fast. But I love to be able to share God's word, and I hope you're getting a vision of God's heart, of how much He loves His body, the church of Jesus Christ. Have there been failings? Of course, have been there failures? Yes. But God loves His church. He loves His body. And we are to love one another. A new commandment I give you, Jesus said, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Have we measured up to that love? That's something for us to meditate and consider. Amen. And strive toward. Amen. I love you, and I pray for you every day, my UCM family, as well as my radio family. Some of you have never written, done nonetheless. I still pray for you. But if God's moving on you, He has a reason, so I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.